Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us.
My name is Brandon Kempf, and welcome to the Wolfner Library Podcast. With me today, we have a very special guest all the way from Washington, D.C., Pamela Davenport, who is our NLS, I believe, consultant for the what is called the Midlands region. So welcome, Pamela.
Thank you.
Or should I call you Pam? Sorry.
You can call me Pam.
Okay.
Pam. And that is just fine.
Okay.
I always introduce myself as Pamela because I still have sort of a northern accent. And so sometimes when I say Pam, people seem to think I'm saying Kim.
Kim. Oh,
anything. Or depending, and you know, my voice may be a little bit deeper, especially in the morning. and they think it's Tim.
Okay.
But that's another story.
All right. Well, Pam, you're here visiting us. You kind of make the rounds to a few network libraries, correct? And what exactly does the consultant do for the National Library Service?
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Brandon. I am the consultant for the Midlands, which this is where Missouri falls in the line. NLS deems the Midlands as there's so many different states mixed in there, and then also the consultant for the West.
Okay.
What I do as a consultant is I take care of the libraries that I consult with. Generally, I come to visit every 2 years. The pandemic sort of changed that, so the schedule is a little bit off, but we will get back on schedule. And my normal time to visit any of the libraries is every 2 years, just to check compliance, to talk with the staff, to hear what's going on, and as you noted today, to have a few laughs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a good time to talk to you. This will be the third time, maybe, I think, we've met.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, knowing all that, what brought you to this position where you're kind of flying all over, your jet setting in NLS? No, sorry.
Okay, so I started in college as a work-study student, and there was a group of librarians there that said, "You are going to be a librarian," and I said, "No, I'm not." They did live to see that I did it. My first job out of college was in a public library in the children's area. From there, I went to a public library in another state, another area, I should say. And from there, I went to the state library. I was actually recruited by the state librarian at the time.
Okay.
And I always knew about talking books. And every state, by the way, has a library for the blind and print disabled.
Absolutely.
And that's how I ended up in the state as a director for the talking book program. And decided I'd do something even more, which was to take a job in Washington, D.C., and become a network consultant. So being that, that's how I get to jet set, so you said, or I get to travel.
Travel.
Generally, my traveling, I visit two states.
Okay.
I try to get to states that are close. Like last week, I was in Minnesota, and today I am here.
Missouri.
Yes, in Missouri.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So my week starts out when I'm doing two states. On Sunday is when I fly to the first library.
Okay.
I work Monday, Tuesday. My travel day to the next state is Wednesday. And Thursday and Friday, I work at the second library. And Saturday, I fly home.
Fly home.
Yeah. Provided the weather is well.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. And hopefully in the middle, you get to have some fun or some good food and things like
that. Absolutely.
So what is kind of one thing, I mean, you say you look at compliance and things like that. What is kind of like overarching, what do you feel is like the most important thing when you come to visit a library?
Just to see that, like I experienced today and have in the past with this library, that you have a team of wonderful people working together. You have a leader that is concerned about how you're doing and taking care of your patrons. And this library, if I were to give a grade, gets a grade A for all of the efforts and just the dedication that I know, even without my visit, I'm always looking at your website or reading a newsletter or talking with someone here. So I know you're doing well.
Yeah.
But that's what I look for. And when that's not happening, of course, we can talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And we don't
get those conversations too often.
But. Well, and you get constructive.
Yeah.
You get constructive conversations, mm-hmm. even when it's not happening the way it should. But I'm proud to say in all of the states that I consult with, I'm just extremely just proud of the way that they've handled things. And especially during COVID.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
It has.
Yeah, all of the libraries have really gone above and beyond, mm-hmm. Ensuring that they're keeping the motto of NLS that all may read.
Yeah,
they've done it. You've done it. we've done it. And NLS would not be what it is without this library and other libraries in the network of libraries.
Well, we thank you all for guidance. You've kept us in line here so a little bit. So what is your favorite part of working for NLS?
Well, the favorite part for me, because I do it so often, is almost the majority of what I do is working with libraries. Okay. Traveling is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like packing.
No one does.
But I have it down to a science.
Yeah.
Where when I am traveling and it's not every week, mm-hmm. Sometimes when things were just the normal way they are or would be, I travel maybe twice a month.
Okay.
Yeah. There are two consultants. As we said earlier, I work with the Midlands. Which Missouri is a part of the Midlands, and I work with the West.
Yeah.
So that includes Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh, gosh.
And Guam.
Oh.
Yes. So sometimes I'm on the phone. The great part is watching something happen that you thought was going to be impossible.
Damn.
And that was with Guam, getting them on duplication on demand.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember me and some of my colleagues at NLS, we were on a Zoom call with Guam as it actually happened, where they got everything together. The time difference is, like, they're a day ahead of
us.
Yeah. Hawaii is 6 hours. Six hours behind us.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's almost magical in a sense of speaking when you see it happening.
Yeah.
And or just seeing how well the libraries are doing. Today, I was delighted when I walked in. I was not expecting it. Thanks to Robin, the staff was lined up to greet me. And I've never had that happen. It truly made my year.
And we all had to introduce ourselves with weird things that she always makes us do.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I had to participate.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah. So your travel is not the whole job, right? Or is it the biggest?
It's the biggest part of the job as uh-huh. I see it. But even when I'm not at a library, mm-hmm. I am talking with someone at the okay. library or checking in, or they're asking questions, or we're trying to clarify something that they're doing. Today, we were successful. I know where everyone sits at NLS, so I was able to make a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Question was asked, and we got an answer right away.
Yeah, that's very nice.
That doesn't always happen, but when it happens, it sure does feel good.
Absolutely, it does. Well, do you have any parting thoughts or anything for us?
Well, just keep doing what you're doing. And on behalf of the director of NLS, Director Broughton, and the entire staff at NLS. We thank you, Wolfner Library, and the staff for what you do to the patrons. And I hope they will hear this. Thank you for your part. We are here for you, and it is our goal to ensure that all may continue to read.
Absolutely, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library Podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free in-state at 1-800-392-2614. Out-of-state callers may reach us at 573-751-8720. By email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov, or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/wolfner.